Greetings in Jesus' name. We have another must this morning, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. This one says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." I shared on five different subjects that God says are a must. And you as an individual have a choice in whether you make them a must in your life or not. But this must I am sharing on today, you will not avoid. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." What you do with the five different musts that I've already shared on will affect the outcome of this must that you will not avoid. Some people think they can avoid the judgment seat of Christ by getting cremated and have their ashes scattered. No matter what you do, you will not avoid this must. It says, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. No one is excluded. And in Revelations chapter 20, in verse 11, it talks about this appointment that we all must stand. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And they were judged, every man according to their works." Our verse says that everyone, all, are going to be there. The sea gave up the dead. Death and hell delivered up the dead that were in it. 1 Corinthians 4:5, "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God." All the things that men and women keep hidden about themselves, about their lives, that they want no one to know, will come to light at the judgment. This verse in 1 Corinthians says that at the judgment seat of Christ, God will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. And also it will make manifest the counsel of the heart. The secret desires you have in your heart will be made manifest at the judgment seat of Christ. Nothing will be hid at the judgment seat of Christ. Everything will be exposed. Another place, the scripture, Jesus says that the whole world will see those hidden things of darkness that you kept hidden. And it also says that the whole world will also see those secret desires of your hearts. It says they will be made manifest. That means they'll be brought out in the open for everyone to see. But we can make them manifest now by confessing our sins. 1 John says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In Matthew chapter 12, verse 35 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment, the day you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." The words that you speak are being recorded today. And when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ, the words you speak are either going to justify you or condemn you at the judgment seat of Christ. I'll read verse 37 again. It says, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." God is going to turn on the recorder and play back the words you spoke in your lifetime. Will they justify you, or will they condemn you? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10 says, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon." Notice, it says, "Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." Notice it says that every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day, that day at the judgment seat of Christ, is going to declare it. Your words, will they justify you or condemn you? It's going to be revealed by fire. Then it says, "If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire." An example for verse 14, it says, "If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." We take Noah for an example with that verse. He built, his work abided in the world that was to come. He was laboring on this earth, and his work stood the trial that came, the flood, and it carried everything he had on into the next world. And he had his family with him. He had the ark, everything he had, he was able to take with him into the world to come. His work did not suffer loss, and he received a reward. Now, an example for verse 15, it says, "If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire." And another man is Lot. Here's an example of verse 15. Lot lost everything he had, his wife, his family. Lot himself had to be drug out of the city. It says that the angels grabbed him by the hand to take him out. And so, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Remember, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. What will your ears hear when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ? Will you hear, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world"? That is what I hope that you hear. Or will you hear, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels"? What you will hear at the judgment seat of Christ will depend on what you do with the things God says are a must for the Christian. God bless you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you again for your word, which prepares us for that great day. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from sin. And Lord, also the grace of God, which enables us to build upon the foundation that you have laid, which is Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help each one to take your word seriously and make application to their life. In Jesus' name, amen. And before I hang up here, just a reminder, if you want to listen to a Bible study live, there's one every Saturday morning. There'll be one tomorrow at 7:30, and you can call in at 1-218-862-1300. and the ID number is 525-819. Please join and be inspired by the Word of God on Saturday mornings. You can participate in a live Bible study. God bless you.